The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Blues defenseman Jay Bouwmeester is in a hospital in Anaheim, California this morning. He collapsed on the bench in the first period of last night's game. The 36-year-old defenseman had just come off the ice when players urgently called for trainers to come to his aid. The game feed from Anaheim captured the Blues players lifting the bench out of the way to make room for the medics. The team says that he suffered a cardiac episode on the bench. Medics stabilized him. He was conscious and alert and moving all of his extremities. The ambulance took Bouwmeester to a hospital there. Blues radio voice Chris Kerber told ESPN 101 they used a defibrillator on Bouwmeester. This is the annual father's trip for the Blues players. Bouwmeester's dad was there and went to the hospital with his son. The game was postponed. St. Louis aldermen worked today on bills for a new soccer stadium downtown. Aldermen introduced bills last week to redevelop the area near Union Station for the MLS stadium, offices, and practice fields. MoDOT and the city permanently closed highway ramps in that area as well. The aldermen's Housing and Urban Development Committee discussed the bills this morning at 9. If approved, the bills will need two more votes by the full board of aldermen for final passage. A winter weather system will bring a mix of snow, sleet, and rain to the region today. It starts as snow after 8 a.m. this morning, but will quickly transition to a cold rain as temperatures warm above freezing. Before the switch to rain, there may be a brief buildup of slush on the roads. A strong cold front will crash through the region tonight, delivering gusty winds, tumbling temperatures, and some light snow and flurries that will last into Thursday morning. Up to an inch of snow is possible tonight in St. Louis, with 1 to 2 inches additional expected across our northern counties.